Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
The black and white striped outfits we made them wear and making wallets for exports. There you are.
And Chad P.
Somebody gets upset.
Well, I was not consulted when it comes to percussion for the Rock and Roll Heaven Band.
Class is in.
Good afternoon. This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. I am a professorial device right here in the communication department on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, where we broadcast from. Immediately to my right, he was a student. He sat in one of those goofy chairs that are certified comfort proof. What's your name?
W0093708, also known as Chad P.
Known as the black and white striped outfits we made them wear and making wallets for exports. There right. You are. So you're in radio.
I am.
I'm in radio.
You are.
And let me give you, the audience, a bit of an insight into the world of radio. There is a ton of hurry up and wait in radio. And
yeah,
while
right.
you're doing it, like today, you are going out and scouting locations
yep.
to do a live broadcast later on in the month of August.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, when you're doing live broadcasts, while you're doing the broadcast, it's kind of fun. But then there's an hour while you just sit around and do nothing.
Correct.
Waiting for the next live broadcast. So you have to sit down and talk with everybody that's around you, and what are we going to talk about? And you, as radio people, know everything about music, and you start to bang ideas off of each other. And we've done shows about this. We did one called Band of Brothers, where
yeah.
you start to get into the fight, you know, how many bands have brothers in them? What do the lyrics to American Pie mean? Here's another one.
What?
In 1974, the Righteous Brothers came out with a song called Rock and Roll Heaven.
Okay.
And the lyrics go, if you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, then you know they've got a hell of a band.
Band.
We
band.
Used to play this game. Okay. Create the Rock and Roll Heaven Band.
Oh, wow.
You have to put the band together with only people that have passed away.
Wow. So you got to make a rock and roll supergroup from
right.
the dead.
Only from the people who have passed away.
Oh, nice.
A touch morbid, but a whole lot of fun, because what you get into is that same thing that baseball fans do. Well, I'd like to do Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth, no, you're crazy. No, Ty Cobb. No, you're... And you start to fight back and forth.
It becomes a huge music debate.
That's the whole concept, and then you miss your live broadcast. And then people get very upset at you. So what I've created is the rock and roll concert.
Oh.
I have an opening band, a main band. I have got people to cover it, masters of ceremonies, composers, and they're all dead.
When did you write this?
Can you believe I did this about 2 months ago?
Wow.
I had a week off, and this is what I do. You know, why don't you take your son to the beach? No, I have to do this kind of stuff.
I have to write Rock and Roll Heaven.
The opening band.
Okay, so this, okay, let
yes.
me set this up. So
yes,
we're,
set it up again.
I pass away.
Well,
and the first thing I get to do is
yes.
go to a concert in
that's
the
right.
afterlife.
And I have set the lineup.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. So this is what I'm going to see.
My opening band, I'm going to immediately put back together most of the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
All right.
Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, both died in the plane crash.
Correct.
Cassie Gaines will be one of the backup singers. She also died in the plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Collins survives the plane crash, but gets into a car crash and then dies of pneumonia.
Okay.
Later on, he was 38. He survived the longest. So
mm-hmm.
that's vocals,
yep.
guitar,
okay.
guitar,
yes.
and one of the backup singers.
I
so
need a drummer.
That is that. Well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
But there Here's my two guitars, vocals, and my first backup singer to the opening band to the Rock and Roll Heaven concert right here on Rock School. The creepy Southern guy song. What's your name, little girl, on Rock School?
Hey, I'm enjoying this concert here in the afterlife.
Yes, go get a beer.
Casper the friendly ghost. Casper's working a concession stand.
Rock and Roll Heaven, ladies and gentlemen. Only people who have passed away, and we are putting together the opening band. There is the vocals, two guitars, and one of the backup singers from Lynyrd Skynyrd reuniting them in this. Now, you had a question really quick there?
Yeah, where's my drummer?
I'm
assuming that I just heard this song, which must have been mastered on a drum machine.
No, we have a drummer.
We haven't named a drummer yet.
I can't blow them all out in one shot. I have to, you know, if I said who all the people were, people might not listen to hear who the, you know, the songs and such are. So I'm not going to play a, song from everybody.
Okay. Well, who's the drummer?
Well, I'm not getting to the drummer yet.
Why?
We need a master of ceremonies.
What?
For this concert, we need a master of ceremonies. Alan Freed, the King of the Moon Doggies. He died of liver cirrhosis brought on by alcoholism. We need some journalism people to cover the show. Lester Bangs, who worked for Cream and Rolling Stones. He died in 1982 from an overdose. Hunter S. Thompson will show up also to cover this. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was the man who created gonzo journalism.
Good grief.
Killed himself. Oh, yes.
You thought of everything.
Oh, I did. Hey, killed himself in 2005.
Who are the roadies?
I have roadies.
Oh, my God.
Stay still. Stay still. I have them. Let's play a bass guitarist. The bass guitarist for the opening band.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'll tell you the rest of the backup singers.
Okay, go ahead.
Backup singer number one, we already know, is Cassie Gaines.
Yes.
Backup singer number two, David Prater, half of Sam and Dave.
Okay.
He died in a car crash in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Backup singer number two, actually number three, Florence Ballard of the Supremes.
Mm.
She died of a blood clot in 1976.
Okay.
Bassist.
Bass player. Yeah.
Phil Lynott died of an overdose, was rushed to the hospital Christmas Day 1985 with liver and kidney infections brought on due to too much
that stuff
right into the arm. Died January 4th, 1986, exactly 15 years to the day after the band Thin Lizzy started recording its very first album.
Wow.
So as you're in Rock and Roll Heaven watching the hell of a band.
Yeah.
The bassist is Phil Lynott from Thin Lizzy on Rock School. Thin Lizzy, as we put together the whole run. The only thing we need are drums in the opening band.
Yes, can we please get a drummer?
Here are the drummers I actually had to choose from as I went online. You know how hard it was to find these people? Just go on and search drummers who have passed away.
Mm.
Here's the run. Now, I'm not going to say the two that most people are immediately saying.
Okay.
They're immediately, because most people immediately go, there's the one by that band, The Who are they? And there's that one that's kind of heavy, the Lead something. Anyway, here are the other ones. Razzle.
Uh-huh.
You probably know him. He's from Hanoi Rocks. He was the young man that was killed when Vince Neil flipped his car.
Okay.
Robbie McIntosh, he OD'd. He's from the Average White Band. Billy McCura from the New York Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Al Jackson, he was the drummer for Booker T and the MGs. His wife shot him.
How
about that? Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys, he drowned. He was actually the only Beach Boy who was a surfer. and he drowned? Well, that would make sense. He's the only one that actually went into the water.
What about all those drummers from Spinal Tap? like four of them?
I hate that you just took my joke, but hang on. Ron Wilson of the Safaris, he died of a brain aneurysm.
Okay.
For the opening band, mm-hmm. I chose not one of the two you're thinking of. I chose
Why?
Jeff Porcaro.
Why?
Jeff Porcaro of Toto. Because of the joke, but you took it. Jeff Porcaro died of an allergic reaction to pesticides in his garden, which means he died
of a tragic gardening accident.
Of a tragic gardening accident, like they said in Spinal Tap.
Let's hear it for lack of show prep.
Lack of show prep on our part. That rounds out the opening act, the opening band, the drummer for my opening band in rock and roll heaven, Jeff Porcaro of Toto on Rock School.
Doing that double bass.
That's beautiful. That's my opening act. That's my opening act.
All right.
Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, Alan Collins, Phil Lynott, Jeff Porcaro, you just heard him playing, Cassie Gaines, David Prater, Florence Ballard. That's my opening act in Rock and Roll Heaven. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the main band. What's the matter? You got your hand up. What's wrong?
Yeah, okay. I got to call something on you, dude.
Do it.
Nothing against Jeff Porcaro.
He's a very good drummer.
Very good drummer.
Yes.
If you didn't pick up on it a while ago, we're talking about the two main ones that people think of, Keith Moon of The Who and John Bonham of Led Zeppelin.
That's right.
You got one band left.
Yeah.
You got two drummers who have not gotten a chance to show off yet.
That's right.
So you're going to have two drummers in the main band,
No, I'm
going to
have
right?
one drummer in the main band.
That means that one of them's going to get to play and one of them's got to go home.
That's right. Or go to the concession stand in heaven.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. This is the fun of the game. This is where you pick people. There are too many. We haven't even touched guitarists yet. You're a drummer, so you're getting upset. I have no choice. Look here. Look at this.
No, I see all the
notes.
This
is the list of the guitarists.
Uh-huh.
And I have to pick three guitarists.
Well, I mean,
which means all of these other people are going to be told no. Chad, that's the fun of the game. That's the fun of picking the Rock and Roll Heaven band, because no matter who you pick, somebody gets upset.
Well, I was not consulted when it comes to percussion for the Rock and Roll Heaven Band.
When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, we will start picking the main band, and I may wait till the end to pick that last drummer.
You probably will.
Because it's up to me who gets to play the drums, Bonham or Moon. Turn this over so he doesn't see.
I'm not looking at your notes.
When we come back,
I don't like this game.
We will pick the piano player. And somebody's going to say, well, he's not a very good piano player. Yes, but by picking this person, I get not only a piano player, but I get a singer, and I get an excellent songwriter. So I think it's a good multi-level choice.
Hmm.
Back in 1 minute on Rock School.
You know good dirty. You better tell me that you put Jimi Hendrix in this lineup.
We'll see.
I will walk out of this room right now.
We'll see. Well, that's fine. I can run the board all by myself. Okay. We need to pick the main band. And by the way, this is a great game if you want to play this with just your friends who think they know more than we do about rock and roll. They don't. Anyway, what you do is you pick musicians who have passed away. It's the Righteous Brothers song. If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, you know they've got a hell of a band.
Mm-hmm.
You only pick people who have passed away, and you put together the best band you can. Here comes the main band.
We're going to start with the piano player.
Piano first. And my choice is a gentleman who was killed on the night of December 8th, 1980, by Mark David Chapman.
Yeah.
John Lennon. My choice is John Lennon.
You told me that during the break, and I said, people are automatically going to start disputing that because they're going to say, that should have been your lead guy.
No, No. The thing about it is, it's a great choice because John Lennon is a pretty good piano player. No, he's not a real flashy player. But on the same aspect, not only do I get a pretty good piano player, I get a rhythm guitarist if I need one, I get a very good singer, and I get a really good songwriter.
Well, let me ask you this. If he is going to double as your piano/background singer, does that mean that you're going to not fill one? Are you going to have one less background singer?
I got three background singers, and they're all three women background singers, which means I didn't have to pick a female lead singer. I have two male lead singers.
But see, they're all deceased, so it's not like they got a lot going on right now.
Well, you know, we got to fill the stands. John Lennon on Rock School. Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead. Shine On. It's John Lennon. That's my piano player.
The piano player is John Lennon.
I think so. Because
that must mean that
There's no need to have him as a lead singer because there are other lead singers. I can use him as a lead singer while he's playing. Think of the song Imagine.
Yeah.
See, I can use him in other places.
Now, we're already in the main band, but will you at least let me pick, like, the, I don't know, the act for intermission?
Okay, who's the act for intermission?
Sam Kinison.
Okay, fair enough.
Is that all right?
Fair enough. How about your manager? You need a manager, Brian Epstein.
Okay,
Brian Epstein.
Work.
We need a promoter. How about a promoter?
Frank Connolly.
Bill Graham died in a helicopter crash near Vallejo, California. He was flying back from seeing Huey Lewis in the news.
Okay.
Bassist. We need a main bassist. Here are some of the way could have also picked. Okay. Chris Burton of Metallica. Tommy Caldwell of the Marshall Tucker Band. Rushton Moore of Steppenwolf. Barry Oakley of the Allman Brothers Band. Brian Cole of the Association. Pete Farndon of the Pretenders. Rick Gretsch of Blind Faith. Carl Rattle of Derek and the Dominoes. Sid Vicious of the Sex Pistols. Sue Sutcliffe of the Beatles. Here's who I chose as my bassist.
These are the people that did not make the cut?
Did not make the cut.
You better have the all-time god of the bass.
Bet me I do.
Okay.
This gentleman was 45 when he died. He plays a 1962 Fender Precision bass, which is why a lot of bassists out there play Fender Precision basses. Mm-hmm. They looked at this man and said, if he did it, I did it.
Okay.
This man played in all 30 number one pop hits. This man has been in the top 10 on 70 songs.
Okay.
This man's name is James Jamerson.
I know him.
My guess is you don't know him straight away. Chad does because he's been sitting in this chair next to me. He was a member of the Funk Brothers, the Motown house band. There is no single man in recorded music history that has been to the top 10 nor the top of the charts more times than James Jamerson. When you hear a man playing bass, $100 says he has been influenced by James Jamerson. Listen to the bass. It's James. This is Bernadette on Rock School. There you go, Bernadette. James Jamerson.
I remember we discussed him. I believe it was on the Backing Bands show.
It's not even a question. See, that one, I picked that one first. Nobody has been to the top of the charts more than that man. Nobody, I don't think, has had any more influence than that man. And it's too bad because, you know, when you hear somebody dying of a disease or a brain tumor or something, you go, oh, that's too bad. But Drink did it with him. He simply put too many ounces inside of him.
As aggravated as I'm getting with you over
I hope the
topic.
Audience is this aggravated, because that's the point of the whole game.
I will support your decision to choose him. After looking at the list of people who didn't make it, and looking at who did, with the evidence that you used to back up your decision, I will go with you on that. I'm still cheesed off at you, so no stump. I'm not stumping you.
We're just going to keep going?
Just keep going. Pitch the website. Do everything. Because now I'm wanting to know. I really want to know who the drummer is going to be, but I got to know who the lead guitarist is going to be. I want to know who's heading up this main band. So let's go.
Very good. KSLU.org. by all means, check out the little Rock School clipboard on the right. Mm-hmm. Click on it. You'll see all of our shows. Give them the email address.
It's KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. KSLURockSchool@gmail.com. All hate mail should be forwarded to J.E. Burns.
That's me.
S-E-L-U.edu.
I only have four guitarists. There's no way I can play them all. So I have a rhythm guitarist, I have two lead guitarists, and I have a slide guitarist.
Okay.
And the thing about it is anybody who plays guitar knows to be a slide guitarist is you either do it for real or, you know, it's something you play around with.
Yeah. Well, let's do the slide guitar.
Slide guitarist? Yeah. Very good. This gentleman died in a motorcycle accident when he was 24. He had the largest, his group had the largest album of theirs at the time. Absolutely huge. Live at the Fillmore.
Okay.
Dwayne Allman. On October 29th, 1971, in Macon, Georgia, came around a blind curve, and there it was. The truck was stopped. He could not bring that bike to a stop, and simply, boom, right into it, and that pretty much ended it right there. In fact, that's how the bassist died later. Boom, motorcycle crash right into a truck. I'm simply looking here. Allman was riding towards an oncoming truck that was turning well in front of him, but then stopped mid-intersection. He lost control of his Harley, trying to swing left, possibly striking the back of the truck. He flew from his bike, which landed on him, skidding, crushing internal organs. It says here bassist Barry Oakley would die only 13 months later in a similar motorcycle crash with a city bus just three blocks away from Dwayne Allman's fatal accident. Mm. Here is my bassist for the main band for the Rock and Roll Heaven Slide guitarist. Did I say bassist?
Yes, you did.
My apologies. Slide guitarist. Ain't wasting no more time. It's the Allman Brothers on Rock School. Allman Brothers ain't wasting no more time.
Slide guitar.
Unbelievable. Isn't he?
He is.
Man, unbelievable.
And it's a shame that his life came to an end at 24. Imagine what he could have done.
The next guy comes to an end at 28. We're running out of time.
I can see
that I'm not going to get to it. Let me give you some more. We need a producer.
Okay, give me
Van McCoy. Van McCoy had a hit with The Hustle, but he was the producer for Gladys Knight, The Stylistics, Aretha Franklin, Tabulations, Derek Ruffin, Peaches and Herb, lots. We need a composer to write songs.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa.
Oh, very good. What about a roadie? I need a roadie.
I don't have a roadie.
Okay.
Okay. We need some guitarists.
We do.
We have a slide. I have two lead guitarists.
We need a rhythm, too.
We'd have a rhythm. I tell you, let me just tell you the rhythm. I don't think I'm going to get around to playing the rhythm.
Fine.
James Honeyman Scott is all my rhythm guitarist. He died of a cocaine overdose. He was the rhythm guitarist for the Pretenders.
All right.
He died in 1982. So on my main band, the rhythm guitarist is James Honeyman Scott. But again, look at my list of guitarists.
Oh, I see. It's almost
a
whole page.
It goes on and on and on. Robert Johnson's, Brian Jones, Howlin' Wolf, Guitar Slim, Tom Fogerty, Paul Butterfield, Eddie Cochran, Mark Bolan, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jim Croce, Johnny Ramone, Terry Kath. That's a guy from Chicago. I mean, it goes on. Bloomfield, Paul Butterfield, Tommy Bolan, Nick Drake. I mean, and on and on and on.
Sound like you stressed over this a little bit.
I did. I did. But my two lead guitarists I'm very, very happy with.
All right, let's go.
This gentleman died 1970, was found in the basement flat of the Sarmkand Hotel, 22 Lonsdowne Crescent Street in London by his girlfriend, Monica Danmond. You probably know it. Sleeping pills, red wine. He specifically died of asphyxiation. Move over, Rover. Let Jimmy take over.
Woo!
Let me stand next to your fire. My lead guitarist, the main band in the rock and roll heaven, Hendrix on Rock School.
I have only one burning desire.
Pentatonix, Jimmy Fire, Jimi Hendrix. I got a book at home called Guitar Heaven, and the guy who wrote it was a guitar tech and was given the guitar that Jimi Hendrix played the national anthem on.
Oh, nice.
And it was given to him after. He wasn't given like as a gift, mm-hmm. but he was given the guitar after Woodstock, and what he did is he cut the strings off and he balled them up and he threw them away.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to him about 2 months later, wait a minute. These were the strings that Jimi Hendrix played, and he even writes in the introduction to the book that what would those strings have been worth?
Oh, no
These
doubt.
Were the strings that no he doubt. Played on. Let me give you a couple more here.
Uh-huh.
Harmonica. We need a harmonica player for the main band.
Okay.
Alan Blind Owl Wilson from Canned Heat. Mm-hmm. That would be our harmonica player.
Okay.
And I don't want to quite do anybody else yet. So we're going to come back with one more guitarist.
Yeah, you said you had two lead guitarists.
Oh, yeah.
One of whom is Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, the other one.
You better have a darn good player to share the stage with Hendrix.
No one will fight me on this.
Okay.
No one will fight me. Back in a minute. Back in a minute on Rock School. Here we go. Main band in a rock and roll heaven show. It's a good game. You have to pick people who have passed away.
Yep.
And they put a band together. And the thing about it is there's so many good choices. That's what makes the
game
fun.
We're almost done. We got one more lead guitarist, a lead singer, and a drummer.
Died in Leesburg, Florida.
Okay.
Stopped at the house of Jerry Calhoun, the bus driver at the time. His name was Andrew Aycock. Took this guy and a woman named Rachel Youngblood on a flight in a Beechcraft Bonanza. Took it without permission. The lead singer, his name was Ozzy Osbourne, was asleep on the bus. They decided to buzz the bus. The underwing fixed mount disallowed them to see how close they were to the bus. The wheel clipped the bus. The plane flipped. All three people died.
Wow, I'm not going to fight you on this at all.
Name him.
Randy Rhoads.
Randy Rhoads, my second lead guitarist on the Rock and Roll Heaven band. All aboard on Rock School.
All aboard!
Guitarist number two. I didn't think anyone's going to fight
me. I will not argue
with
that one.
I don't think anyone's going to fight me on that. Okay, drummer.
Okay, please.
Drummer.
Okay.
Drummer.
Who'd you pick?
It has to be between Moon and Bonham.
I would pick John Bonham.
Me too.
So you did pick John Bonham.
I'd pick, that's who we're going to play.
But
John Bonham.
Also, I would have put Keith Moon in my first band.
Me too. I should have done that.
Well, why didn't you?
Just to upset you.
Well, it worked!
That's the point of the game. That's the point of the game.
Okay.
John Bonham died September 25th, 1980. I just don't think there is any human being out there that more built the template for the rock and roll drummer than did John Bonham. Yeah, Keith Moon was the crazier of the two. Yes, he showed the rock and roll lifestyle, but music, the concept of how it's done, Bonham wrote the book.
Yeah, I agree.
Anybody past him is simply attempting to recreate him. My opinion and my opinion alone.
Let's go.
My favorite Zeppelin tune, Trampled Underfoot on Rock School. Physical Graffiti is the album. John Bonham, the drummer for my main band. Sorry to upset you, but I did it on purpose.
I know you did. That's okay. That's okay.
Rock and Roll Heaven, that was the show. We're in our last break here, folks, and we do got to move along a little bit because I got to tell you about my vocalists
here. We got to have somebody to head up this band.
Well, that's right. It's a here's the game. The people have to be dead.
Yep.
Rock and roll heaven, put your band together. Mm-hmm. You're going to upset somebody because you have to make picks. Here are my backup singers.
Okay.
Karen Carpenter.
Okay.
Mama Cass Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Terrell.
Very good.
See, I can use any one of those three as a female lead singer.
Yep, yep.
I have two lead vocalists.
Okay.
And the thing is, I'm using two lead vocalists because I didn't know which one to pick. They're both one of my favorites. Pete Ham is one of them. He is the lead singer for Bad Company.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. Bad Finger, not Bad Company. Immediately people went, what? No, Bad Finger. One of my favorite tunes is by Bad Finger, and I really liked him. But I got to pick him.
Who is it?
I got to pick him.
Who is
it? Here comes the drum roll. He died November 1991 from pneumonia due to complications of AIDS.
Who is it?
Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury, Queen, will wrap up the main band on this, the Rock and Roll Heaven Show. Try it yourself, folks. I think you'll have a good time playing it.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Joe Burns.
What?
You got to say your name.
I'm cheesed off.
Are you upset at me?
A little bit. Okay. I'm Chad P.
That's it. Rock and Roll Heaven. Done. Class is dismissed.
She keeps him always shined on. In a pretty cabinet, let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And at a time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a killer.